Hey folks, Chris McLean back with yet another episode and a slightly different episode today. I've got Martin from Freedom Potential in the studio, and Freedom Potential is a video studio and hybrid events venue where you can host your event, webinar, training, or record your videos at their Freedom Potential Center. And the business shifted over lockdown, and during the toughest moment of lockdown, Martin and his partner Anastasia established the Freedom Potential Center, bringing the best of their people and technology skills to support visionaries, innovators, and leaders in the fields of business and self-development. Freedom Potential is the place where you expand your visibility, and all eyes are on you. And all eyes are on us right now. We are actually live streaming through the Edit on the Spot service, which is what Martin and the team at Freedom Potential built out over COVID to help people like myself to live stream and literally edit in real time, which we are doing right now somehow through the magic of technology. Martin, thank you so much for dropping by and setting this up. It's super, super interesting concept, and the you're going to sort of talk us through what's actually happening in the background of this feed. Obviously, I'm here recording. We're recording through, we're broadcasting through StreamYard, but we're actually, this is now being captured over in your service, Edit on the Spot. So firstly, welcome on the show. Thanks so much for dropping by. Do you want to take us through?
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Take us through a bit of the history of Freedom Potential and sort of what happened during lockdown, and then how Edit on the Spot came about out of that. And then let's get into some of the technicalities of what's actually happening and how this is working for live editing.
Well, we're here at the Freedom Potential Center. This is our video production center in Varsity Lakes on the Gold Coast. And as you mentioned, recently, literally 3 months ago, we came up with the idea of offering software as solution service, a SaaS product, which would basically be Edit on the Spot. We edit while you're filming. And so we're doing this right now in our studio. We have hooked up StreamYard, or the feed of this interview, and our editor here in the studio are actually in the background and clipping and reformatting, adding titles, adding captions, templating, you know, different type of assets, different type of clips. So all the gold nuggets, the segments of this broadcast, and even the whole episode, tip and tail, can be edited as we speak, and obviously saving a lot of time, saving a lot of complexity for people that have, you know, find editing complex and a little convoluted, as well as saving money and hopefully helping people to make more money repurposing their video and using the content that is created to its most extent in having multiple ways to distribute it, basically.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, essentially we're not just live streaming and editing as in, you know, classic sort of the classic sort of live radio example, right, where there's a bit of a lag and you can bleep out certain things and do a bit of a cut on the fly. You're actually reformatting this and taking out individual clips, which then get formatted into different sized formats, like for a square video for Facebook, or different formats, adding titles, all of that in real time. So is that actually what's happening?
That's exactly what's happening. Amazing that you multiple timelines. You know, we have basically your logos and assets, your branding, all in advance in our pre-production meeting, and then we basically create those. We create templates for different formats, and then, you know, we take your order, basically. So we ask you, so what would you like? Would you like the tip and tail video? Like, for example, yesterday we did a technology show, and you know, there was some technical difficulties at the beginning, and, you know, in the middle there was some interruption and whatnot. So we were able to cut out those parts and then put the program back together, export record it, and within an hour it was in their inbox, basically ready to upload to their social media. But at the same time, we were also creating clips in a square format, as you say, for Instagram, for Facebook, and in 16:9, we were, you know, basically segmenting. This show had was talking about different bits of technology. So each segment then became its own clip, and and then we titled it, we captioned it, we verified the caption, we tweaked the video a little bit. You know, the audio as well, and make sure it's most presentable, and create a great quality clip from even just a you know, video over internet like this, like a video conferencing. So we hook up to Zoom, to Skype, to Meet, StreamYard now, Riverside FM. We have tried many different platforms. And if you're in a studio, actually, you just have a camera, we can give you a server to a way to connect directly and for the highest resolution and quality possible over internet at this point. So there's sky's the limit. We have this this incredible service, and now we're trying to figure out through our beta trial, our beta service, how people want to use this, and then how we can monetize that, obviously, and make it, you know, just the best price point for everyone.
Yeah, no, it sounds amazing. Just in term purely for time saving, I know for myself, When I record these shows, I record, you know, just the whole thing. I record a top to tail episode, and then having to go through and then reformat, find out the little, as you say, the gold nuggets during the thing and chop it out and then reformat and then add captions in different things, do a minute version, a 5 minute version. It's very, very time consuming to do that post production.
Yeah. How long does it take you? So say if you had a ratio, for example, how long does it take you to excerpt clips or to tip and tail your video? What's your post-production process for the show?
I mean, to do a lot of the times I try to avoid editing because it is time consuming, and I try to capture all in once and I'll just upload it pre-raw. I will edit pretty much. I'll only edit the episode if there, as you said, if there's interruptions or the connection drops out or something happens and the guest has to get up and come back, or if there's a reason to chop it, then I'll edit it in Premiere and export it as a single video. So that's sort of one piece. A lot of the times, fortunately, most of the times it's kind of one and done in terms of the episode just gets hit record, hit stop record, and that's what goes.
Yeah, fingers crossed, right? We wish for that.
Yeah, exactly. That's ideal, and that happens most times. But yeah, that editing process can take 5-10 minutes to do the edit, and then the export can take, you know, another 10-20 minutes depending on the length of the episode. And then that's just to get the one episode out. Then in terms of actually taking that and chopping out, so usually I will use Buzzsprout itself. I publish out and host through Buzzsprout, and they have a service where you can basically select it up to a minute long clips, and they'll it just does like a video with the audio wave. So an image with the background image with an audio wave over the top. So it's, you know, a minute long video with a key piece that takes less time. You know, I've got to find the clips. That's the thing that takes the longest, is to actually go in and find the cool piece, right? That perfect 1 minute essence of the show. That was the thing to capture. That can take, again, sometimes in a 40 minute episode, I've got to watch the whole episode through to find that piece. So that really is the time consuming thing, trying to do post.
You basically need to watch it to ingest it. So record it, ingest it, then tip and tail it. So you got to kind of watch it one more time, then import it into the online editing, you know, that what's it called, the
Buzzsprout, into the hosting platform.
And then find your clips, so watch it again, find your clips, export that. So this, you know, basically through our market research, we find that typically it would take 3 to the time of the recording to you know, for the post-production workflow. And so our goal is to eliminate post-production whatsoever. So right now we're doing this manually, and we're starting to bring different automation in terms of you know, our client service, but we're basically building up our business so we can automate the process of editing. So editing technically, but also creatively. This is now we're getting into like machine learning and artificial intelligence. But basically our goal in the long term is to eliminate post-production. So all editing is done while you're filming. And obviously it's mainly for, you know, informational at this point, and not so much for narrative or dramatic editing. But when we consider the market, you know, like everyone on Zoom, everyone on Skype, everyone on Meet, Google Hangout, Google Meet, Discord, Twitch, StreamYard, Riverside, it's just like infinite number of videos that are produced live, whether it's through video conferencing or, you know, live streaming platforms like YouTube and Facebook and whatnot. So yeah, so the goal is that it basically it is done while you're filming. Someone or the AI as an idea is able to basically summarize what is said and then find the right cuts and then create beautiful videos that are done for you in real time and with the speed to delivery, which is at times very important, because if we speak about, you know, a subject of actuality, you know, like a subject of today, and we want this to spread, you know, as soon as possible, when it's still relevant, you know, this is a process that allows for that.
Yeah. So, and you're talking about sort of next day turnaround.
Typically, it's actually shorter than that. However, especially being in the beta phase, we're trying to get this stuff. We're trying to give ourselves a little bit of leeway. However, see the last few jobs. The first one this week was an hour live stream, and then within half an hour, the clips were uploaded. So a whole tip and tell show plus 7 clips. Yesterday took a little longer, you know, about an hour and a half. It just obviously we're still tweaking this this setup, which is you know, quite interesting journey.
So you're saying so you can pull in from like a YouTube Live or a Facebook Live as much as something like a StreamYard or Anchor FM or a podcast. So literally anything that is live streaming, you can pull that in and then cut these edits out. Same day-ish within an hour. Amazing. Wow.
That's the whole plan. And as I said, automate the system. So we have some you know, good stuff coming up. Right now we're in the beta trial, so you can register for it if you jump on our website, editonthespot.com. We have a little questionnaire there where just answer a few questions and we can bring you through this free trial. We obviously require some feedback you know, we need to have conversations with you in order to understand what is your needs, your requirements, your current workflow, how we can improve it, and that's going to lead to being able to offer the most precise product that people need, people want, you know, content creators, studios, and other video conferencing users, basically.
Yeah, it's an amazing. I could see the value for people like myself that are live streaming, for agencies that are doing a podcast or, you know, doing live streams into a group, all that kind of thing, to capture that. As you say, that like those gold nuggets from those things, it can take a lot of time. It's a whole other process that you've got to go through to go back and edit and find those things. If you've got, literally either an AI or an actual person sort of essentially watching the stream and going, oh, this bit's interesting. Let's capture that, publish that out. Super, super, super valuable. To take us back, obviously this came about because of the pandemic and because the nature of business and how we're all working changed, and a lot of us moved on to live streaming and Zoom and online platforms. So take us through that, a bit of that. You know, what were you doing before this? You were more of a traditional video production studio, and then you saw this opportunity. Take us through that, because it's super interesting how you saw this happen and you created this platform off the back of an opportunity.
Well, look, I've been in video production for 15 years. I'm from Canada and started my career in Montreal in the art scene. So I come from an electronic art space and art production, you know, art video production. And before I moved to Melbourne, where I started to work in the industry, directing a school production studio in Melbourne, used to be called Open Channel in Chat 4. And basically, you know, being always at the cutting edge of what's happening, what are the capabilities and how we can improve, you know, the industry at large. So it's always like a, you know, wide thinking. Until I moved to Sydney, and then in Sydney, I was managing a studio and equipment hire and post-production hire setup at Metro Screen, and started to do live streaming. So multicast and multi-camera live setups, so like mini TV shows, basically. And I took this on the road. Was offering this service, like on location, multi-camera live streaming at at an affordable cost. And and when I moved from Metro Screen in 2015, I started my own outfit and built a single operator multi-camera workflow. So basically, targeting events under 200 people with a 3-camera plus graphics and overlays sole operator setup. So basically, we were able to offer this service to smaller events that, you know, 5 years previously wouldn't have enough, you know, couldn't afford this service because, you know, you need four operators and, you know, so much equipment and whatnot. But with the everything being more compact these days and, you know, technology improving, the cost reducing, we're able to create like really high quality content, filming and live streaming, live events, virtual events, hybrid events. And so with the desire to really streamline this workflow, this multi-camera workflow, I kept thinking, well, what's next, you know? So what happened next is COVID, and all the events that we were filming in hotels or other venues you know, shut down. So took the studio, we took the lease on the Freedom Potential Center a year ago, and have been offering this service, but now we're independent, so we have our clients coming mainly in the studio. We also do location, and through, you know, improving the workflow and improving the multi-camera setup and creating social media clips, but after the fact in post-production, I thought, well, what's really the pain point here? The pain point is, you know, we film and we can switch cameras and record all this and then deliver, you know, the next day. But once we start editing and cutting clips, it takes forever. And, you know, the client's unhappy. It puts strain on our resources. It pushes back, you know, it delays post-production and delivery. And then we thought, okay, so how can we actually deliver on a global platform and like automatically as fast as possible as and repurpose the content that we film. So edit on the spot came to came to be.
Yeah.
And that's kind of basically the journey, just being at the front of the cutting edge, bringing all the technology that's already existing but are not necessarily available for the consumer or the prosumer market, and actually putting a front end, so a way for clients to process their for users online to process their video less trouble as possible.
Yeah, certainly a massive pain point and a challenge for content creators having that. As we've been through, having to go through and do all that post-production work. Massive pain point. I love that you've followed that technology. As I said, technology's gotten cheaper, better, and you're sort of riding that wave of bringing high-quality services to people as that technology shifted. But, yeah, I think this is super, super valuable. So take us through the – if people want to get involved in this – take us through the beta. What do they need to do to go and find out more about you two?
As I mentioned earlier, so jump on editonthespot.com and then you will find a just a little further down on the website, you will find a form to participate in the beta. And it's just, marketing questions, like 5 or 6 questions I'm asking you. How you're using, what kind of content you're creating right now, what kind of equipment you have, what kind of workflow you have. And then what we do is we'll organize a call with you and, walk you through, ask you more question and walk you through the process so we can actually hook you up.
Speaking of streams, it's the connection's just dropped out a little bit in classic live streaming. your connection's just dropped out a little bit there. So fortunately, we can live edit this, right? This is the benefit of your service, is that we can get in and live edit this disconnection out, right? May have lost you, Martin. I'm not sure. Perfect example of why having live editing is super useful. I actually have just lost Martin. We'll see if he can make his way back into the studio. Perfect example of why having live editing on a live stream is super, super valuable. I mean, cut this stuff out in real time and not have to go in and edit this myself later. Super, super useful. I'm just going to sit here and chat to myself. For those still tuning in, editonthespot.com. You can go and check that out. Get connected over with Martin and the guys over at Freedom Potential and Edit on the Spot. You can go check out their beta if this is something that's going to be super useful for you. Might end the stream there. I'll hang out for a little bit, see if Martin's going to drop back in, but otherwise we'll end the show there. Thanks to Martin for dropping on. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Super, super pumped to see what we can produce off the back of this through the system. When this does publish out, I'll publish out and tag up all of the social media assets that have come straight out of the Edit on the Spot platform, so you guys can see the benefits and the value and what actually comes out as a result of this Edit on the Spot system by Freedom Potential. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to, Martin's just popping back in now. Let's see if we can bring him up.
Hello.
And you're back.
I'm back.
In classic live stream, the stream's dropped out, but you're back on finally.
Yes.
Fortunately, we can just chop all of that out.
Yes, exactly. We'll just do that.
A good test.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, do you want to... end yes, up the episode? Did you end up the episode? Or? Okay.
Yeah, I was just sort of basically talking to myself and saying we're going to try and get you back on if you came back. But I semi wrapped the episode, but we might as well wrap it again now that you're here. Again, perfect example of where this can be useful. Stuff always happens, connections drop out. So if we can have this automatically edited out without me having to go and do it, super valuable. And I look forward to seeing the end result, seeing what actually gets published out in terms of some social content, seeing how the different formats and the captions and all that stuff comes out. We'll tag that stuff out and publish it out. If people want to come and join the beta, they can find out more at editonthespot.com. Go get connected to Martin and the guys over there. And
we'll look after
you. Yeah, for sure. I'll drop all the links in the show notes so people can go and get connected. Super valuable service. People like myself, people that are doing anything online, save a lot of time, get awesome assets. Thanks so much for dropping by, Martin. Really, really cool stuff.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks, Chris.
We had a couple of tech issues there, but hey, that's why you exist, right? That's why you're around and exactly. proves the value of the system.
Exactly.
So it's almost like we planned it, but we didn't. So thanks so much for your time. Thanks everyone for tuning in.
Pleasure.
It's been super, super fun. Loved streaming this out. Look forward to seeing the end results. Thanks everyone for watching. Thanks Martin and the editors, everyone over at Freedom Potential for making this possible. Thanks so much. We'll end the broadcast here and look forward to seeing how it comes out. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We're in touch. Bye.